Good morning, everyone. Today is the 22nd of August, Sunday morning. And, you know, there's a scripture that says that none of us live to himself and none of us die to himself. Whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore die, we are the Lord's. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. You are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Christ should be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the flesh of my labor, yet what I shall choose I wot not, for I am in the strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, there's a lot that I've been reflecting on recently. I had an opportunity to talk to someone who a relative that I've known for the last 40 years. And, you know, some people have a totally different view of Christianity than I do. And I don't know, it's amazing the differences in how people believe and how they view Scripture. You know, man's will is determined, his actions are determined by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our guide, our comforter, our sustainer, the one who convicts us of our sin, the one who leads us into all truth. But in our flesh, that is, in our self-will, we can do absolutely nothing. Apart from the grace of God, we would be in our sins. We would be dead spiritually. But Christ has made us alive in Him. And we have the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. In Him we live and move and have our very being. And for me, the most important thing is to know that we have been given the faith of Christ. It's not something in the preacher. It's a spiritual thing. And so, let us always remember that He is the one who works in us to will and do of His own good pleasure. God bless.